Thanks for listening to the Campus Collective podcast. As always, we pray that this resource is a helpful supplement for you as a follower of Jesus and as an active member in your local church. We love God's design for His church, and we believe that this resource could never substitute the incredible things that come from active involvement with a community of believers. Campus Collective is a ministry of Huntington Community Church. To learn more, visit our website at huntingtoncommunitychurch.com.
Hello and welcome back to our podcast series, 95 Meditations Through Colossians with Campus Collective. I'm your host today, Andrew O'Callaghan. Happy Friday. I'm here once more with Cammie Kirby. This is her last day on the podcast. Cammie, what do you have to share with us today?
Hey, everybody. So today's meditation is coming from Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. The meditation, or on what we're kind of drawing out of this verse today, is the fact that Christ was originally full. His deity was dwelling in him while he was on earth, and we derive our fullness in Christ because of that. And so this dwelling of deity in a body on earth is a mystery to us. Mm-hmm. There are people who have studied this and gone back and forth, but we know without any doubt that Christ came and he was 100% God, 100% man at the same time. It doesn't make sense, right? But mm-hmm. only God is able to do that. And thank goodness that he did, because that is the only way that we were able to receive the Spirit, that we were able to receive his salvation, because he came and he was fully God. And what he did on the cross could only be accomplished if he was fully God. And so let's look back at the previous verse. I'm going to read it for us again, just because it's been a day since we've looked at it. So verse 8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority." So it seems like these two verses are feeding off of each other. Paul is trying to make a point in verse 9 based on what he has said in verse 8. It seems like he's telling us that because Christ dwelled fully as deity on earth, we can resist being held captive by these empty philosophies, by these false teachers, by these human traditions. He was telling the people in Colossae that they did not have to fall captive to these things because Christ was God with us. And because of that, we can have the same assurance. We do not have to be slaves to sin anymore. We do not have to fall captive to false teachers. We can have this assurance that we are full because Christ is full. We are complete in Christ. Even though we are continually being sanctified and we are continually striving to someday be glorified with him, we are already full and complete in Christ because he is full and complete from day one. And so that is our meditation for today.
Yeah. And I think that it's worth noting. It's like when you look at that verse 8, and it says, taken captive by philosophy, empty deceit. What is the goal, you might ask, of people who would have you believe that we must adhere to our own righteousness, to works of the law, and in the Jewish context of this passage, to ritualistic elements of the old law, like observing new moons and months and days and these rituals that they had formerly adhered to? What is the point, if not, according to their philosophy, to receive communion with God, that this was a way of atoning for sin and sort of making a connection to God? So what Paul here says is that's false, that these ritualistic things were never meant to atone for sin. They were never meant to give us communion with God. But what it has in fact happened for those who have faith in Christ is that we have already communed with God. We are already in Christ, and therefore the fullness of deity that dwelled in him, that dwells in him currently, the Holy Spirit, has now filled us. And so why, as Spirit-filled believers, do we continue to rely on ritualistic self-righteousness to commune with God, as though we are not presently enjoying the fellowship of the Spirit right now. It's vain, and it's human philosophy. It doesn't make any sense. You know, it's a human way of thinking to think that we would sort of bridge our way to God via ritualistic religious practice, as opposed to the faith which come the Spirit of God which comes through faith.
Absolutely. And I think it can kind of be like twofold. It sounds a little bit prideful, but it also takes humility to like recognize that we are filled by the Spirit, so we don't have to do any of these things to be like to have access to the throne of God. Mm-hmm. Like it can sound prideful to other believers to people who are not believers, who don't understand what this looks like, that we don't have to work for our salvation, that we truly only have to just accept what Christ has done. But also it takes so much humility to be able to say that and to say like, I can't do anything. I mean, I couldn't even truly like accept the Lord without him drawing me to himself and then showing me and opening my eyes to my sin. And so I think it's so important to just remember, like, it takes so much humility to recognize this, but like, my goodness, like the Lord is like his deity, like it is so full in Christ. And like, we get to enjoy that. Like we get to enjoy the Spirit. And that is something that could not have happened if Christ was not originally full and completed his work on the cross.
Absolutely. I just want our listeners to dwell on that today, that the fullness of deity dwelt bodily in Christ at the incarnation, and it presently today dwells bodily. Christ took on flesh. That is called the hypostatic union, by the way, 100% God, 100% man, and that's something worth meditating on. You know, that's why this podcast exists, of course, but reflect on that mystery, one of the mysteries of the gospel today, and reflect on the fact that you, as a believer, you have been indwelled by the Holy Spirit. And so thank God. You know, that's why we abound in thanksgiving, that by his grace we have all received. And so the work is done. And so thank you to the Lord for that. Go ahead and give little slow claps, little slow snaps at home for Cammy. This is our last day on the podcast. And I hope you will join us on Monday as we continue in our journey of 95 meditations through Colossians.